Trump refiles lawsuit over Wall Street Journal article linking him to Epstein letter. President Donald Trump has refiled his $10 billion defamation lawsuit against Dow Jones & Company, publisher of the Wall Street Journal, over an article that alleged he signed a birthday letter sent to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Trump's legal team submitted the revised complaint exactly on the May 27th deadline set by U.S. District Judge Darren Gales. In April, Gales dismissed the original lawsuit, ruling that Trump had failed to show that the Wall Street Journal acted with actual malice, the legal standard required in defamation cases involving public figures. The updated complaint, which is 7 pages longer than the original filing, again argues that Trump suffered significant financial and reputational damage from what his attorneys describe as a false, defamatory, and malicious article. Trump has repeatedly denied authoring the 2003 letter. In the new filing, Trump's attorneys argue that only 2 surviving individuals could confirm whether the letter existed. According to the complaint, Trump vehemently denied writing it, while Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell allegedly told federal officials she had no knowledge of the document. The complaint further accuses reporters Khadija Safter and Joe Palazzolo, along with Dow Jones and News Corporation, of either knowingly publishing false information or intentionally avoiding evidence that contradicted the story. The original Wall Street Journal report said that Trump denied both writing the letter and drawing the image. However, Trump's legal team states the defendants falsely, maliciously, and defamatorily state as fact that regardless of how the alleged letter was prepared, it nonetheless contains President Trump's authentic signature. Responding to requests for comment, publisher Dow Jones declined to discuss the refiled lawsuit but reiterated a previous statement issued in July 2025. We have full confidence in the rigor and accuracy of our reporting and will vigorously defend against any lawsuit, a company spokesperson said. In dismissing the original case, Gales explained that proving actual malice requires evidence that a publisher knowingly reported false information or acted with reckless disregard for the truth. He wrote that Trump's earlier complaint comes nowhere close to this standard. Gales also noted that the Wall Street Journal sought comment from Trump, the Justice Department, and the FBI before publication. Trump denied writing the letter, the Justice Department did not respond, and the FBI declined to comment. The judge further stated that claims the newspaper ignored contradictory evidence were weakened by the article itself, which included Trump's denial. Allegations of ill intent alone, he wrote, were insufficient to establish actual malice without supporting factual evidence. Attorneys representing the newspaper have argued that the article's claims are true and therefore not defamatory. However, Gales declined to decide those factual disputes at this stage of the proceedings. He said questions regarding whether Trump authored the letter or maintained a personal relationship with Epstein remain unresolved. To proceed with the lawsuit, Gales wrote, Trump must provide clear evidence that the Wall Street Journal knowingly published false information or acted with reckless disregard for the truth. The judge characterized the original complaint as relying on formulaic accusations that failed to meet the high legal threshold required for public figures pursuing defamation claims. Following the dismissal, Trump addressed the case on Truth Social, saying his legal team would submit a revised complaint before the court's deadline. It is not a termination. It is a suggested refiling, Trump wrote. Trump originally filed the lawsuit in July 2025 after the Wall Street Journal published an article about the sexually suggestive letter allegedly bearing his signature in a birthday album created for Epstein's 50th birthday in 2003.